And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we've got a lot of issues. We've got environmental issues and Agenda 21. Actually, it's Agenda 2030 from the UN that's in the spotlight again. And you may realize that coming up, we have Earth Day, April the 22nd, which is going to be on Sunday. And there is some information that you need to know. We're going to have a guest today. His name is Mark Hendrickson. He's written a book called The Big Picture, The Science of Politics and the Economics of Climate Change. And it comes at a time that we have a conference that just happened down in Central America. President Trump was going to go, but he canceled at the last minute because of the Syria issues. He sent Vice President Pence as well as his daughter. And we're going to talk about what's going on at that conference, because this is another one of these issues that is very troubling to see the types of things that Vice President Pence is talking about here. Either he is absolutely clueless, or he's in on the infrastructure that is being built for globalism. And that's what UN Agenda 2030 is. It is an agenda that's been given to us by the UN. It is absolutely Marxist in its orientation, everything about its orientation. Redistribution of wealth, controlling your movement, controlling your communication, controlling your children, indoctrinating them at an early age. And that's really what Earth Day is about. I remember the first Earth Day, 1970. And we were all told at the time that we were going into a new ice age. And then it was warming. And now it's just like, well, the climate's going to change. So you have to give up all your freedom and all your money and give it to government. Speaking of which, today is tax day. So send in your money. Forget about your freedom. You know, we're going to talk about this coming up, as well as what California is doing at the border, what they're not doing, I should say. They said they're not going to really be helping President Trump at the border. We have had Jerry Brown, who has been off and on again about this. At one point, he said, all right, I'll take your money, but we're not going to do anything to protect the border. How's that? And he said, we'll do something about gangs and about drugs coming over the border or whatever, but we're not going to do anything to enforce immigration. We're not even going to fix your vehicles that are down there. We're not going to let the National Guard be used to fix vehicles. Not going to let them be used to do clerical work and so forth. Anything that could be construed as helping people who are enforcing the borders. Not going to let them buy gas. Not going to let them do payroll. Not going to let them do any of this stuff. So what in the world are they going to do? And if he says that they're going to be there to stop gangs from coming over, I want to remind you that immediately after the election of President Trump in November 2016, jurisdictions all over California started trying to destroy and cover up lists of gang members in California. Because they said, President Trump's going to deport these people. And we can't have that. We can't. These are dreamers. They're young kids. Oh, yeah, they may be MS-13, but, you know, we want them here as Democrat voters or whatever. I mean, they actively and were openly destroying lists of gang members in California. That's how much they want to help at the border. We're going to be talking as well about what's going on with Comey and with Stormy Weathers. Stormy Weathers. Stormy Daniels. I have that tune in my head so much. I call her Stormy Weathers. Let me tell you something. Whether or not it's true, it's going to get pretty stormy. It's already gotten pretty stormy for Sean Hannity in this trial of Cohen, who is now at the center of all this back and forth, the lawyer. And it was that judge who, by the way, we're going to tell you about this coming up. The judge that's presiding over this, the judge that violated attorney-client privileges for Sean Hannity, if in fact he even ever was a client of this judge, and I don't think he was. Are we going to play the back and forth between him and Alan Dershowitz? I don't think Sean Hannity had anything, had any relationship here. I think it was criminal for them to expose this, but this judge was the one who married George Soros 5 years ago. Yeah. Interesting how this all operates, isn't it? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's tax day. Yay! April the 17th, you got an extra day. Isn't that wonderful? You got an extra day to fill out that paperwork. And you may need some more time to fill it out. But you're not going to get any more time to send in your money because, you know, we got an interest payment that's coming up to the Chinese for all those missiles that we shot off at Syria again. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for that, and that's going to be the Chinese. They loan us the money, and then at some point, presumably, we pay it off with interest. But we never really get to the principal. We just keep paying the interest payments. This is an interest-only loan, the American Empire. The American Empire is an interest-only loan that's being paid off to the Saudis and to the Chinese. And we're not really scratching the principal on this anymore. Even with all the money that you're paying on this day. Think about that as you fill out your tax return. You like that American Empire? Comes at a pretty heavy price tag. And that's not even counting the price tag in lives and freedoms lost. That's just the money that you're paying for this American Empire. So go ahead and cheer all of this stuff. You feel really proud and strong because we can shoot off these rockets and the red glare and the bombs bursting in air. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you just love being a war empire here in America? You know, there's an article on Zero Hedge by Jacob Hornberger, Future Freedom Foundation. And he said, income tax and the IRS are irreconcilable with the principles of a free society. And so is an American empire. And you have to understand that the income tax was put there at the same time that we created the Federal Reserve. It was those twin things. A central bank that was going to manipulate our currency and a tax collection service for that. How did we live without an income tax for centuries? Well, as Jacob Hornberger points out, he says, we used to live in a society for Americans lived centuries without this income tax. Yeah, there was a temporary income tax put on during the Civil War. And there was fiat currencies on both sides, North and South. Then they took that off. But he said they also lived in a society, previous Americans, where there was no welfare state. And there was no warfare state. There was no Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid, no farm subsidies, no welfare, no food stamps, no public housing, no drug laws, no immigration controls, no government schools, no Pentagon, no military industrial complex, no CIA, NSA, FBI, EPA, DEA, SEC, or Homeland Security. No ICE and most of the other agencies of the welfare warfare state. And of course, there was no Department of Education either. We had the responsibility for educating our children ourselves. Some people chose it. Some communities chose to do it as a community. But it wasn't even something that was done at the state level, let alone at the federal level, not until just a couple of decades ago. You want the real Ellis Island experience? All these people say, oh, Ellis Island, Ellis Island. Let's worship that experience. You want the real Ellis Island experience? That means you come here looking for freedom, not free stuff. You aren't coming here looking for a handout. You know, Sebastian Gorka, as I pointed out yesterday, talking to Laura Ingraham, absolutely despicable the lies of that propagandist neocon, saying, Laura, we have to go into Syria. That's what America is about. It's like, really? That's what America is about? I guess maybe he can sell that to the intentionally dumbed down children of today, because that's really what the Department of Education was about. Remember, we had Phyllis Schlafly and Charlotte Isserby, who were there at the Department of Education at the beginning of the Reagan administration. Reagan had said he was going to shut down the Department of Education. Didn't do it. It was less than 4 years old at the time. It had just been created by Jimmy Carter, and he campaigned on shutting that thing down, and he grew it into a massive bureaucracy during his 8 years. Charlotte Isserby, who was there, and Phyllis Schlafly wrote a book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Is there any question that that's what's happened in this country now? The deliberate dumbing down of America? Look at what we are preoccupied with now. White privilege, racism, transgender, gender fluidity. That is the curriculum vitae of the day, right? That is the vital curriculum. That is the essence of what our government schools are about. And it's not just our government schools. That curriculum is impressed upon charter schools. It's even impressed upon a lot of people who do homeschooling. A lot of people who do homeschooling feel that they have to teach the same stuff in the same sequence that the government schools do. I remember when we were homeschooling our kids early days, and my wife had been a teacher. She has a master's degree in education. We'd go down to the Barnes & Noble, and we'd take a look at what your first grader needs to know. And we'd take one afternoon, we'd go down, we'd look at it and say, not that. No, not that. No, that's absolutely a lie. No, we're not going to do that. Here's one thing we can teach them. And we'd create our own curriculum. We're not going to have these people tell our kids. The question that we have to look at is we're looking at Facebook, and you got Zuckerberg saying, we are going to create artificial intelligence that's going to help us to vet real and fake news and so forth and so on. They ask him, well, what is fake news? I can't answer that, sir. You don't have an end goal in mind. And when you look at the absurdity of that situation with Mark Zuckerberg and AI, you have to say, what is the purpose of education? I remember an individual once who was talking about, he said he went to his kid's kindergarten. He said it was a very impressive kindergarten. Everybody was dying to get into this kindergarten. And he goes on a parent day, and they're giving all their presentation about all their different techniques. And, oh, look at this activity that we do here and this. And he goes, well, what is the purpose of all this? And the teacher was like a deer in the headlight. The purpose of it. Yes, don't you have a purpose in all of this? What is the purpose of an educated child? What is the purpose of an educated adult? Do you have a definition for that? No, you don't. You haven't thought about that, have you? Have you thought about that for your children? Because society is not thinking about that. The village is not thinking about that as they want to raise your child, any more than Zuckerberg has thought about what an educated artificial intelligence is about. Oh, we don't know. We'll just see what happens. Let's just throw it against the wind. No, they're not that haphazard. You may be. But they have very definite designs. And so we look at this tax day here. As Hornberger points out, he says, today many Americans are coming to the realization of what has happened to our country with respect to foreign wars, empire, and foreign interventions. Not if you're listening to Sebastian Gorka. He says, well, this is what the founders wanted. This is the essence of what the founders wanted, to go into foreign countries, to get entangled with them, to seek monsters abroad to destroy. And it's like, absolutely not. Laura Ingraham started laughing at him, and she should have. And then he comes back, it's not a laughing matter, Laura. It's like, your lies and your propaganda are a laughing matter, Gorka. Give us one quote from a founding father or anybody in the early days of the Republic that would support any of the foreign policy that we've got going under this administration. Not a single one. I spent a long time yesterday reading you quotes from Donald Trump 5 years ago. Absolutely, adamantly opposed to everything he's doing today. And the very first quote was, why are we doing in Syria? We don't need to be in Syria. We're wasting billions of dollars, now it's trillions. Wasting billions of dollars there. Let's make America great again. Earliest reference I saw to MAGA. See, MAGA is antithetical to the American empire that's being done now in Syria. And so Hornberg wraps it up. He says, to achieve a genuinely free society, the income tax needs to be cast into the dustbin of history, along with the immoral and destructive welfare, warfare, state apparatuses that it funds. And let me tell you, Thomas Jefferson's birthday was on April 13th, on Friday. In his first term, Thomas Jefferson eliminated all internal taxations. Let me repeat that. All internal taxations. If you don't have internal taxation, you don't need an Internal Revenue Service, do you? And he bragged about it. at the opening of his second inaugural address. He said, by eliminating useless offices, boy, it wasn't a very big bureaucracy. He was only the third president. By eliminating useless offices and things that the federal government has no authority to do, he says, we have eliminated all internal taxation, and we can ask what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? That was a rhetorical question. None of them knew a tax man. Do you want a government like that? Do you want a government that fits inside the Constitution? Do you want a government that doesn't require you to do these tax days and send in thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money to spend months working for the federal government and then months more working for your state government? Well, that means you're going to have to give up a few things. You know, Harry Brown used to say, what government program would you be willing to give up in order to not have to pay income taxes? Think about that. Think about that. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a
a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Oh yeah, there's some stormy weather coming. Stormy Daniels and the Cohen case and all this stuff, you know. Whether or not any of this stuff is true, it is going to be stormy weather. And we got porn star, or as CNN refers to her, actress. I don't think she was acting. I think it was some sort of a reality TV show. Porn star Stormy Daniels tripped and nearly fell as she was going to court wearing these stripper shoes that she tends to wear everywhere. I don't know if she had any dollar bills falling out of her G-string as that happened. But here is Stormy Daniels at her press conference yesterday.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. We have to go to the courthouse in Manhattan now.
Oh, hold that right there, because we got to get the beginning of this, okay? I told the guys, I said, leave this in. At the beginning of this, they're talking to Madeleine Albright. And let's rewind that tape there. Listen to this. At the beginning of this interview, CNN, I guess Jake Tapper, is talking to Madeleine Albright. And Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. You know, the one who said that it was worth it to kill 500,000 kids with Iraqi sanctions. Yeah, it was worth it. Yeah, it was worth it. Look at what we got out of Iraq. And just think about the fact that was just with sanctions. That was before all the missiles and bombs started. But, you know, missiles and bombs and sanctions that kill people, that doesn't matter. It's only if you allegedly gas people that it matters. Then it's worth it. And it's worth it if we do it. And we do it for our reasons, okay? But anyway, Madeleine Albright, who wants to be taken seriously because former Secretary of State. And they just dump her. They go, oh, wait a minute, Ms. Albright. We have Stormy Daniels over here. We got something happening. So they just ditch her right there. So watch this, and then we're going to go into the Stormy Daniels press conference here.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. We have to go to the courthouse in Manhattan now, where a hearing involving the president's lawyer has just wrapped.
He's played by a different set of rules, or should we say no rules at all? He has
no rules at all. She does. She plays by rules.
Or especially women, and even more women like me, mattered. That ends now. My attorney and I are committed to making sure that everyone finds out the truth and the facts of what happened, and I give my word that we will not rest until that happens. Thank you very much.
There we go. So the New York Post reported that she made a very flashy appearance at the hearing. She is suing Cohen for defamation, and she went on to say that she wants to make sure that everyone finds out the truth. We would never accuse Stormy Daniels of trying to hide anything. As a matter of fact, I thought it was hilarious that somebody said that she had previously unrevealed evidence. It's like, is there anything previously unrevealed about Stormy Daniels? And then this comes up. We have the revelation of Sean Hannity. There she is, tripping. We have the revelation of Sean Hannity having had something to do with Michael Cohen. Is this a big deal? This is a big deal. And the judge who forced this, Judge Kimbo Wood, who is presiding over the Love Showboat trial here that we have going on, rejects Trump's bid to block access to Cohen's materials. So it's like, no, we're going to get all that stuff. As a matter of fact, you said that you had three clients. One was Trump, one was some big Republican donor that he did a fix for. And then who is this unknown client? And the people had said to him, well, this is his attorney, Stephen Ryan, had argued to the judge that one of his clients was a prominent person who wanted to remain anonymous, as is his right, because it would be embarrassing to be revealed as Cohen's client within this context. And so he's got three clients. The other two There's issues as to whether or not there were affairs that were being covered up. And, or should say prostitution, issues that were being covered. They weren't affairs. But anyway, whatever difference it makes. And the judge said, no, you can't do that. It's like, why not? I mean, that is his right to privacy, isn't it? What relevance does that have to any of this? I don't understand. We have attorney-client privileges, but if it's political, we're just going to throw that to the wind. And I was surprised that Alan Dershowitz goes on with Sean Hannity. I'm going to play that clip here for you. I was surprised that Alan Dershowitz, who was so adamant about the fact that the president's client-attorney privileges should not be penetrated in this, because he understands and has been saying for a long time, they're criminalizing political differences here, looking for anything that they can get. And he doesn't agree with that. And he doesn't agree with throwing out attorney-client privileges. Well, why would he agree with doing that here when it is absolutely irrelevant what happened with Sean Hannity and Michael Cohen? He didn't represent Sean Hannity with a third-party individual. In other words, it wasn't like he didn't give him any money. He didn't have him on retainer. He asked him a couple of questions about real estate, and then Michael Cohen said, well, technically I'm your lawyer. It's like, well, not really. I didn't pay you anything. I didn't put you on retainer. I didn't hire you to be a go-between between me and a third party. It's absolutely irrelevant. And it is embarrassing. And it is a private issue. But this judge, Judge Kemba, and they said, she said, we have faith in the Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office. She said, their integrity is unimpeachable. I can't really say that for this judge, who has a relationship with George Soros and others. This judge, Kemba Wood, married George Soros 5 years ago. This was a non-denominational wedding. It was Soros's third wife. He was 83 at the time. She was 42. They got married in New York. And this is the judge who is now penetrating client attorney privileges to embarrass Sean Hannity. And it was quite an affair, actually. Well, not an affair. It was actually in a wedding, maybe. they said guests included the World Bank president, Jim Yong Kim, and the presidents of Estonia, Liberia, Albania, and probably some other small governments that had been overthrown by George Soros. There was a performance by the Budapest Festival Orchestra and the Harris Lance Orchestra. Never heard of the Harris Lance Orchestra. Maybe that's some kind of Lawrence Welk type of thing, because he is 83 years old. But anyway, this federal judge is now weighing having a special master to review seized Trump Cohen records. She signaled yesterday she's unlikely to grant President Trump's request to let him unilaterally determine what material seized last week from his personal lawyer's privilege. See, they would do that for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, when the FBI comes there and said, well, you know, we'd like to look at your email server. No, I'm not going to show that to you. Or he asked anybody that worked for Hillary Clinton, it's like, well, no, I don't think I'm going to give you that. Or I'll have my lawyers look through this and they will determine what is relevant. Remember, they actually did that. They actually did all of those things. They actually had, as Hillary Clinton was being accused of violating national security at the highest classification, her lawyers were allowed to go through and decide which emails they were going to turn over to the FBI. That isn't going to happen with President Trump. But she did say that she may appoint an outside attorney to assess the records in an effort to carefully navigate the high-stakes case. And oh, by the way, you know, we're talking about people with special relationships, and this whole kind of reminds me of a Dickens novel. You know, in a Dickens novel, how as you read the novel, all of a sudden you find out that everybody in this town is related to everybody else. Yeah, that's what kind of happens in Washington. So, you know, Rod Rosenstein's wife is Hillary Clinton's attorney. You know that? Yeah, and Rod Rosenstein is Robert Mueller's boss. How about that? Yeah, Rod Rosenstein's wife is Lisa Barsoomian, and she was Hillary Clinton's attorney. And he is the guy who is the boss, presumably the boss. I don't know if anybody's the boss of Bob Mueller. When we come back, we're going to talk about this attorney-client privilege issue. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what's going on with the attorney-client privilege that we see in this trial between Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer. And as we look at this, I want to play for you this back and forth between Alan Dershowitz, who went on Sean Hannity's program, and said to Sean Hannity, you should have disclosed your relationship with Cohen. Well, I don't agree with that, but let's listen to what Alan Dershowitz had to say. Video clip number two.
Well, first of all, Sean, I do want to say that I really think that you should have disclosed your relationship with Cohen when you talked about him on this show. You could have said just that you had asked him for advice or whatever. But I think it would have been much, much better had you disclosed that relationship. You were in a difficult situation,
If you understand
obviously.
The nature of it, Professor, I'm going to deal with this later in the show.
Yeah, I understand.
It was minimal. I understand.
You should have said that. And that would have been fair to say that it was minimal.
Look, you were in
a tough position because, A, you had to talk about Cohen, and, B, you didn't want the fact that you had spoken to him to be revealed. And you had the right, by the way, not to have your identity
I have the
revealed.
Right to privacy.
Right.
But,
you know, it's a complex situation when you're speaking to millions
of
people.
Professor, it was such a minor relationship in terms of, it had to do with real estate and nothing political.
I understand that.
See, I don't understand Dershowitz's position in this. He says, well, you should have disclosed this. But he says, you have a right not to disclose it. And he says, yeah, I do have a right to privacy. What relevance does this have to this case? None whatsoever. There still is this thing called attorney-client privilege. And he does still have a right to privacy. And he wasn't even really a client of Michael Cohen. And so the whole thing is really strange to me. The only reason that this has become an issue, and I'm going to tell you how the McCarthyist left is now using this to as another example to attack Sean Hannity, because they don't like the fact that of his conservative politics, the fact that he defends Trump. Sean Hannity went on to say, I've occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective. These dealt almost exclusively with real estate. Didn't involve a third person. Didn't hire him. Didn't pay him. As far as Sean Hannity was concerned, he didn't really even think he was his lawyer. It was basically in the mind of Michael Cohen. But then you have Politico seizing upon this. And Politico goes, listen to this, Politico goes to the Poynter Institute. What is the Poynter Institute? I first heard about this when we saw that Facebook and Google and other social media people said, well, we're going to set up committees to review and to vet what is fake news and what isn't. And they had some absurd sources for this. Of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center was one of them, as if they are going to be honest in their labeling. The Southern Poverty Law Center, who labeled the Family Research Council as a hate group because they supported traditional marriage. They're a Christian group. They supported traditional marriage, a Christian view of marriage. By the way, a Western civilization view of marriage, that marriage is between a man and a woman. One and one, and not multiple people, but basically one man, one woman. And that was also a view of the Greeks, even, as they point out. Yes, you know, they had rampant homosexuality. It was very open in Greek society, but even the Greeks didn't have homosexual marriage. It has been a fundamental construct of Western civilization, even without Christianity, that marriage is between one man and one woman. But the Southern Poverty Law Center says that that attitude is an attitude of hate. As a matter of fact, when the voters in California had a referendum that was eventually shut down by the courts, they don't care what the voters say. They don't care what they put in the state constitution or what they vote for state law. The judges are going to tell you what to do and what not to do. And as they were fighting this proposition, all the people who were supporting homosexual marriage called it was Proposition 8, and they called it H8, as in hate. And so as the Southern Poverty Law Center said, the Family Research Council was a hate group. You had that individual who went there and tried to shoot the place up. And he was stopped, fortunately, without anybody being hurt. But he was sent there by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to be there deciding who are hate groups. That hate group, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so the Poynter Institute is a little online degree mill. They run some seminars. They've got a faculty that's maybe about a half dozen. And they might have as many as a dozen people. They run online seminars. A little tiny building down in Tampa or St. Petersburg or Clearwater, somewhere in that Tampa Bay area. And they have been elevated to this lofty position of being the vetters of news, fake and real. And so Politico, of course, goes to them. And this is what they have to say. It doesn't matter if you're a newspaper reporter or an opinion journalist. If you want to maintain credibility with an audience, to be honest with them, you have to disclose all the facts. Well, I disagree that you have to tell people everything about all your private dealings. What you do is you disclose the facts. You come out and you talk about news, and you say, here's what I think this understands means. This is my understanding of what this means. Just be honest with people. And I said for the longest time that I think the people that are out there who say we don't have an opinion, and this has traditionally been organizations when I was in college, it'd be organizations like Time and Newsweek. Oh, we're completely objective. New York Times. Oh, we're completely objective. No, you're not. No, you're not. We could see that they were slanted in a particular way at the time. And as I've said before, I much preferred going out and reading National Review on the right and The Nation on the left and all these other publications and making up my own mind. I want to know what people's opinions are. And if they can't back up their opinions, they're not a reliable source. But if they've got opinions and they can back them up and they can make an argument, I want to see that debate. That's what I want as far as a free press. So don't tell me that you don't have an opinion. Don't tell me that you don't have a bias. If you say that, you're either unaware of what your bias is, which is really scary, or you're lying to me. There is no such thing as objective news. The stories that you choose to report reflect your bias. You may not think that a story about individual liberty that infringes on people, that starts that's about surveillance or about national identity cards, you probably won't see stories like that on the national media because they don't think that's important. They don't think individual liberty is important. So the stories that they're going to filter out are going to be stories that impact your individual liberty. Those are going to be the stories that I'm going to focus on. I have a very different orientation. Matt Drudge, America's editor, he has a specific orientation. Everybody knows that he's leans towards conservatism, libertarianism, and so forth because of the stories that he tends to curate, besides the pure entertainment stuff that's out there. But as they go on to say, well, you know, Hannity has referred to himself in a Time magazine profile as an opinion journalist, an advocacy journalist, and he had Shep Smith, who is Exhibit A and one of these creatures who secretly has a hard left agenda, but tries to pretend that he doesn't have any agenda at all. And he recently came out and criticized the people that were opinion journalists on Fox News, throwing them under the bus and said, oh, they don't do real news. They're an embarrassment. They're entertainment. No, actually, I think they're more honest and upfront than Shepard Smith is. I don't like the kind of journalism that Shepard Smith does. You know, Shepard Smith, I think he used to do weather or something before he went there. You know, I mean, go back and do weather. Go back and do weather, Shep, because that's about the only thing you can interject your opinion into. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because there's a lot of opinion that is interjected into the weather. And by the way, that reminds me, we're going to have a guest later on the broadcast, Mark Hendrickson. He's written a book, The Big Picture, The Science of Politics and the Economics of Climate Change. And he's going to tell us how, yeah, the weather is not objective either. And so we have newsbusters go through and say, you know, let's talk about the yellow journalism of CNN. CNN has spouted off about P-tapes 77 times in the last 5 days. I actually sat through that much CNN, as they point out. They examined transcripts of all the CNN broadcasts that aired between April the 12th and April the 16th. Those people deserve a vacation. They found 77 separate mentions of the absurd claim, which, as I've said before, it's just a bizarre projection of the pervs at the DNC and at the Hillary Clinton campaign. But they also pointed out that earlier this year, in January, the same group newsbusters found that CNN had used the phrase S-hole, remember that? They'd used that uncensored 195 times in one day. That's real journalism, right? That's the kind of journalism that CNN does. Of course, Poynter Institute would say, yeah, that's right. Yeah, CNN, they're real news. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors, put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States, with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at some of the stuff that's come out about Comey that continues to come out. It's pretty amazing. The things that he's doing out there. He should have named this book Mea Culpa, because that's what he's doing. He's not only throwing other people in the Obama administration under the bus, he's throwing himself under the bus. As I said yesterday, all these rats are jumping ship. They're ratting each other out, and it has turned into a circular firing squad. So we're going to give you some more examples of this in just a moment. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. We've had to end the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine sale, but we've now dropped the price really low on Super Male Vitality. We dropped it by 50%. So you can still support the show, and you can save big. And we have a combo. We've got a couple of combos as well with Super Male Vitality. We've got one combo that has Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, and another one that has Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. So you can get either one of those combos, or you can get both of them, 50% off. And finally, we have still have the three-month box of our high-quality premium InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. These are storable foods that last for 25 years. They are non-GMO. They're made in America. They have the best packaging you're going to find in the storable food industry. Once you open these, you can reseal it and use it again for several days. And so it's resealable, unlike many of the products that you get in the storable food thing. So it's all made in America, non-GMO. And if you buy a three-month supply, you can get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed filter. And I have one of these. It's a great filter. You can get that for free. That saves you a couple hundred dollars. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. As we went to break, I was talking about the yellow journalism of CNN, as they point out, newsbusters.org. Yeah, it really is yellow journalism. All they do is talk about all day for 4 days. 77 separate mentions of the P dossier, as they were calling it, and continuing to wallow in that filth, the filthy fiction. I don't like to call it the dirty dossier. To say that it's a dossier gives it too much credit. It's just filthy fiction concocted by a bunch of former spies. By the way, these spies were involved with Sergei Skripal. They recruited him. They ran him. Christopher Steele. And the other guy who was the guy who recruited Sergei Skripal. And they were still in contact with him right up until the time that he wound up being poisoned by, it wasn't nerve gas. No, you know, when you talk about yellow journalism, I mean, it makes me go back to the days of Remember the Maine. You know, the real yellow journalism that we've seen in the last week with people using lies and propaganda to push an unnecessary, unjustified war. It looks very much like what they did in the run-up to the Spanish-American War. William Randolph Hearst would be proud. He absolutely would be proud of today's yellow journalism. I'm not just talking about all the references to the P-tapes. Yeah, Remember the Maine, remember the Salisbury nerve gas attack, and that's justification for us to go into Syria. Because they had to make it look, it was too much, I mean, it was the same time of year, almost to the day. Again, it was a year ago today that we had Mattis coming out and saying, well, we had these, there was a sarin gas attack, and it could only have been done by the Assad regime. I don't have any evidence of it, but I have no doubt that that's what it was. And so when they do this year after year after year, it's like some kind of a holiday or something. You know, it's new. They should have a new Hallmark card out there. Get your Syrian gas attack cards. Did you know that it's the National Syrian Gas Attack Day? It happens right at the beginning of every April. And then we go launch off some missiles. It's a new national holiday. So they had to make it look different. So they connected it to this phony lie about Skripal, which is also, I believe, connected. That's just my hunch. Don't have any evidence of it, just circumstantial. But hey, circumstantial evidence is more than Theresa May and Nikki Haley and President Trump had for Syria. They don't even have circumstantial evidence. They don't even have motive. I've got circumstantial evidence leaking this stuff to the same people behind this dirty dossier. But let's talk a little bit about James Comey. There was a really funny piece on Breitbart by Charles Hurt. And he says, the nuclear option, attack of the strippers. Comey joins Stormy as the latest porn star to target Trump. And I thought that's really pretty funny, you know, because the, you know, we had Watergate. They had the source for the, for Woodward and Bernstein that was Deep Throat. It's like, who was Deep Throat? Who's Deep Throat? And after a while, the number two guy at the FBI, said, nah, I was Deep Throat. Well, maybe he was, maybe he was. I don't trust anything any of these guys say. Who knows? Maybe he was. Certainly the FBI was involved in that coup, and it was a coup. So is Comey Deep Throat, or is he just Deep State? He's got the ethics of a porn star, however. And Charles Hurt makes a great point with this. He says, call it a pole dancing standoff between the siren stripper and the leaking lion nasty giraffe. Because he's 6'8". Comey is 6'8". Codenamed Slimeball by the highest levels of the U.S. government. As Stormy Daniels jiggled her way through West Palm Beach this weekend, collecting bills stuffed in her bikini pants, ex-FBI Director James Comey was similarly shaking his moneymaker on camera, desperately trying to gin up attention and shake down some loot after being spectacularly fired last year by the president. As many Americans know, losing your job and being out of work for a year can be both financially devastating and emotionally torturous. And I've seen people driven crazy by the anger and resentment of being fired, just like James Comey. Exhibit A. Anyway, Slimeball has coped the best he could, writing self-affirmation verses such as, a higher loyalty, truth, lies, and leadership. But now he's got to make some money. So like Stormy Daniels, he's taking this show on the road. Miss Daniels, Charles Hurt points out, titled hers the Make America Horny Again Tour, and you can get tickets to that for $25. But, you know, James Comey is a higher-priced hooker. His show, you have to pay $1,000 a ticket, according to reports, just to hear him hawk his book of self-adulation. That's right. He's a G-man with a G-string. And when we look at Wiener's laptop, one of the things that he had to say was, yeah, in this interview with Stephanopoulos, he said it had hundreds of thousands of emails from Hillary Clinton. Think about that. You know, when I looked at that, it's like, so how could he come in and say, yeah, we discovered that there's Hillary Clinton emails and classified material on Anthony Weiner's laptop? And then a couple of days later, he comes back and says, but there's nothing to see here. It's all fine. I have looked through it, and Hillary Clinton is exonerated by me. That was the game that he was playing. And he said he was doing that because he was certain she was going to win election, and he was looking to suck up to the new president and to make sure that he was well-liked and regarded as a person who could be trusted. I helped you get elected. I covered up all that dirt for you. I let you off the hook, even though you committed multiple felonies. Don't you like me? Aren't you going to let me stay here? Because I want to have a building named after myself. We've got a new FBI building that's going up, and I want to make sure that, you know, like the J. Edgar Hoover building, we're going to have the J. Edgar Comey building. And so he says, for reasons we can't explain, he tells Stephanopoulos, hundreds of thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop we found. And I look at this and I say, for reasons you can't explain. See, you are the FBI. Your job is to do an investigation when there are reasons that you can't explain. You don't just walk away because it's a powerful person. If there are reasons that you find classified material in a place that's not supposed to be classified, it's incumbent upon you, FBI director, to do an investigation. Not just to say, gee, imagine that. Golly, let's just walk away. I can't imagine how this stuff got here. Ain't that interesting? Okay, let's go to lunch. He says something much more important than that. He said, we found thousands of emails from Hillary Clinton's BlackBerry domain as well. So it's not just hundreds of thousands of emails, but thousands of emails from her BlackBerry. Comey then said he asked the team how fast they could review these emails. And he was informed they couldn't possibly finish them before the election because of the number of emails. And so Comey says, okay, never mind. I'll just pronounce her innocent. And that is obstruction of justice, folks. The FBI reviewed only 3,000 emails from the Weiner laptop. I would be highly suspicious that they reviewed 3,000 emails in that period of time. Highly suspicious. 3,000 emails out of hundreds, hundreds of thousands. And then they determined that there was no new classified information. Ah, yeah, it's not in our interest to pursue this. Let's play the clip where Comey defends his position on Hillary's emails. That's clip number 7.
President Trump says you were writing the conclusion even before you interviewed Hillary Clinton. That is just wrong.
That's right, he was.
Anybody who's actually done investigations knows that if you've been investigating something for almost a year and you don't have a general sense of where it's likely to end up, you should be fired because you're incompetent.
You know, writing the conclusion before they even did an investigation, isn't that what we just had in Salisbury, England, and Syria? I repeat myself here. Let's also play what Greg Jarrett said in terms of him committing obstruction of justice, because that's really what he did, folks, when he doesn't look at these emails. Here's Greg Jarrett.
The evidence against Hillary Clinton was powerful, overwhelming evidence under a variety of statutes that she broke the law. And if James Comey cleared her for political reasons, that's obstruction of justice. That's a corrupt intent.
That's what he did.
And I find it very curious in his book that on the reopening of the Hillary Clinton case, he admits that politics was influencing him. That leads me to believe that it influenced his original decision to exonerate her. I don't know how in the world you write an exoneration.
All right, that's it, yeah.
Statement.
Politics are part of the issue. He exonerated her without looking at the evidence. Didn't want to look at the evidence. That's obstruction, folks. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Let's do a little bit of news here at the top of the hour. We have a guest coming up with us in the next hour, second segment, who is Mark Hendrickson, the big picture, the science, politics, and economics of climate change. We're going to talk about Earth Day that's coming up and how all this is connected. So we're going to talk a little bit about environmental news coming up in the next segment before Mark joins us. But I want to talk a little bit more about taxes because it is tax day. It is federal tax day. But those aren't the only taxes that you pay. We've got a decision that is going up before the U.S. Supreme Court right now as to whether or not we're going to have sales on the internet be taxed by every jurisdiction throughout the country. And I want to talk about what this really entails here because this involves a lot more than just taking your money. You know, we always say, well, hey, we got a problem here. There ought to be a law to stop this. Let's have a law to stop this. And so every time we see a problem in our modern society here in America, instead of trying to fix it, instead of trying to get together a group of people to try to persuade others, let's just have a law. And not only that, we got to have a law at the federal level. We need a federal law, make a federal case out of everything. And so we think that every problem in society or in our personal lives or in our family must be and can only be solved by the government. And so we get a bigger and bigger, more and more expensive government. And they're looking around for ways that they can fund this. They're looking in your pockets. They're looking in your cookie jars. They're looking everywhere for your money. They got to have more of your money as well as more of your freedom. So South Dakota looked at it in 2016, said, hey, there's a lot of online sales going on here. We can tap into that. They passed a law requiring all but the smallest retailers, including internet companies, to collect taxes on sales that they made in the state, even if they had no physical presence there. Now, this law was blocked by lower courts, and it has gone all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's going to be heard today. There are 35 other states besides South Dakota. I want to say South Korea. More like North Korea is what it's like. There's 35 other states that have weighed in on South Dakota's side. And here's the problem. As some of the companies that have joined together to oppose this law. You have Wayfair, Overstock, Newegg. Interestingly enough, Amazon is just fine with this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you why this works to Amazon's advantage here in just a moment. But these companies have gotten together. They've joined forces to try to block this law. They're arguing this before the Supreme Court. They say that the state sales tax system throughout the United States, there's so many different sales tax systems. They say they remain inordinately complex and burdensome during the internet era, just as they were before it began. And they said now the number of taxable jurisdictions has doubled to over 12,000. How are you going to comply with 12,000 different jurisdictions? Just think about that as you're doing your income tax here. Isn't that complex enough? Isn't that complex enough? I just helped somebody yesterday do their kind of walk through the forms for them on the federal and state taxes back in North Carolina. And, you know, it's like you got to go through and figure out the form and how they want the information presented and everything. Both of them are an income tax thing, but you still got to go through and do all this. Oh, where do they want this information here? And blah, blah. You know, it's just so imagine if you got to do that for not two, but 12,000 different jurisdictions in order to be able to do business. You can't. They vary so much. And so what they say is it's going to force internet retailers to pay sales taxes everywhere. It'll stifle competition. It'll make it harder for startups to get into the market, and it will put crushing burdens on small online businesses, causing many to curtail operations and damaging the national economy. Absolutely, it will. It's hard enough for them to be even seen because of Google, because of Amazon and so forth. Let me tell you, if this runs through, it's going to not only, Amazon will be able to comply with it because they're big enough. They can hire the armies of accountants and do it. And you will not be able to do it if you have an online business or want to try to start one at any point in the future. You will have to sell your stuff on Amazon because they will have the stuff built into their marketplace where they will collect the taxes and distribute it for you, and it'll be put into the fees that you pay for there. But you won't be able to comply with it on your own because it'll be too complex, too expensive. And so it'll just shut down everybody else except for Amazon. That's going to be the result of this. You know, internet sales are still, even including Amazon, still only 9% of retail sales. But they're going to shut it down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, California is not going to participate in protecting the border. And I find it interesting that nobody has... Look at the outrage that we saw throughout the establishment Republican and establishment Democrat Party and the establishment media when we talked about protecting the border here in America with the military, using some of the vast resources of the military to build a wall, for example. Yeah, we can shoot off 118 missiles and shoot about, $180 million worth of cruise missiles off just like that. Nobody bats an eye. Nobody even talks about the cost. I had to go look it up myself. Nobody wrote an article about that. Nobody even cared. Yeah, it's okay. Whatever the military wants. $1.6 billion was allocated to the border. And that was just to fix some existing walls, really. And they had a fit about that. $1.6 billion. You know, we lost $3.2 billion, lost it in Afghanistan in 1 year. In one of our seven admitted wars. We lost twice the amount of money that they allocated to fix the border, the little bit of money that they allocated. So they flip out if you talk about protecting our border, but they don't care whatever we do as an empire. We can go anywhere for no reason at all, at any time at all. And so California is now rejecting the idea that they're going to do anything to protect the border. President Trump tried to bribe them, said, hey, can you send down 400 troops? We'll send you a big bunch of money to pay for it. Jerry Brown kind of said, yeah, we'll do it, but we're not going to do any of that border protection stuff. We'll look for drug cartels. And as I pointed out, they've already, right after President Trump was elected, they immediately said, we're going to start flushing the lists of drug cartel members so that President Trump doesn't deport them. That's what they were doing in California. California has informed federal officials it will not allow its troops to fix and repair vehicles, not allow them to operate remotely controlled surveillance cameras to report suspicious activity to the Border Patrol, not allow them to operate radios and provide mission support. It will not allow them to do clerical work, to buy gas, to handle payroll. Yeah, there you go. So that's they're all in on protecting the border, aren't they, in California. But it's kind of interesting that it's finally okay in California to be white. Finally okay. You know, we had that 4chan meme that was a joke. I said, hey, on Halloween, because you can wear a mask and There's surveillance cameras everywhere. So pick Halloween. You can put on a mask and go around and put up posters that just say, it's okay to be white. And said, watch all the media and the universities flip out when you say it's okay to be white, because they know that these people don't think it's okay to be white. That's the one thing you can't be, is white. They just hate white people. And so now L.A., it's okay to be white. They're going to paint their roads white. It's okay if you're a road to be white. They're going to paint their streets white to fight global warming. This is California, what we're talking about here, folks. California, that's right. Not going to heat it up. It's going to be white. So asphalt roads are going to paint white out there, maybe even some of the concrete. Each mile of this coating that they're going to put on cost $40,000. That's the insanity of fighting global warming out there. But, of course, it's also the cost of white privilege for the roads. $40,000 per mile to paint the roads white in California. And as I was looking at the news, I came across this story. I think it was on the Drudge Report out of the UK. These scientists are looking at it and say, was there another civilization on Earth before humans? And why would they say that? I thought, why? What is it that makes them think there was another civilization that ruled Earth before mankind? Well, they found what they think to be, they don't know, but they think they found evidence of global warming. They call it the Paleocene, Eocene, Thermal Maximum. Now, if in fact that is a thing that happened, immediately what they do is they read their own theories into the data, if there is data for this. they read their own theories. So they say, wait a minute, there was evidence of global warming. Therefore, there must have been an industrialized society that caused that global warming. That's the way these people think. They said researchers thought about what civilizations could have left behind. They said, although there's no evidence of an earlier civilization on our planet, our work has opened up the speculative possibility that some planets might have fossil fuel driven cycles of civilization building and then collapsing. So they take their theory and they adjust our temperature measurements, as we've shown. NOAA is going out there, and whenever they are missing some data, and believe me, they are missing a lot of data in their record. Whenever they're missing data, they lower the temperatures, and the further back you go, the more they intentionally lower the temperatures. And then as you get to the current data, they start raising it. Why? Because they have a predetermined result that they want, and they're going to adjust the data to fix that. And so they look at this and say, look at this. We found something that we think indicates that there was a period of massive global warming. So therefore, there must have been a civilization with industrialized fossil fuels. This is the kind of thinking that goes on. But here's what is really scary right now. We have a conference, the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru. Vice President Pence went down there, and of course, it created a bit of a stink because he had a never-Trumper that was affiliated with Nikki Haley, the never-Trumper herself, the chief never-Trumper. And this ally, who had been involved in writing a lot of very biting anti-Trump commercials during the campaign, this guy, never-Trumper, working for Nikki Haley, was taken on this trip with Vice President Pence. And President Trump was really angry about that. He goes, this guy hates me. Why would Mike do that? And they had a big back and forth about that. I don't remember if they took the guy off or left him on or what the deal was. But the question is, why is Nikki Haley in your administration, President Trump? She opposes everything you stand for, everything you ran on. We'll talk about that later. This back and forth between Nikki Haley out there. President Trump says, we're going to bring the troops home. Nikki Haley says, no, we're not. Nikki Haley says, President Trump says, we're not going to do any new sanctions. Nikki Haley says, yeah, we are. And who's in charge here? Who's the president? President Trump. Do we have President Nikki Haley? Is she the one who's wearing the pants in the administration here? But as we go to the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, President Trump didn't go. So he sent Pence, and also Ivanka went down there. But what is going on there? As New American points out, and I talked to Alex Newman yesterday about the TPP and how this, all this talk about President Trump saying, well, I'm open to getting back in the TPP if we get a good deal out of it. It's not about a deal. It's about national sovereignty. And you can see this. And what is going on with the Summit of Americas? They're promising to advance the cause of globalism, even the UN Agenda 2030, all across the region. It takes place every 3 years. It's organized by the Organization of American States, It's a kind of, as they point out, a new American, a wannabe European Union for the Western Hemisphere. And the final declaration could have easily been written by the Communist Chinese Party or any one of the totalitarian-minded allies in Latin America, they point out, under the guise of fighting corruption, which is the same marketing gimmick that is used by China to justify everything from purges and power grabs to the Inter-American Agreement. It calls for governments to implement the UN's agenda 2030, to collaborate on indoctrinating children, and to crack down on legal tax avoidance, to share information on citizens with each other, and on and on. The commitment goes on to reaffirm the radical UN 2030 agenda for sustainable development and, quote, our firm support for its implementation. This is what Pence is doing down there. And what he had to say, he's very enthusiastic about it. He said, 24 years ago, the nations of the Western Hemisphere came together in Miami to chart a new era for ourselves and our posterity. So what is this all about? As the New American points out, to understand the significance of what they're doing down there and that Pence is praising, it's important to understand that the UN Agenda 2030 is a globalist plan for planetary totalitarianism. It is a freakish hybrid of globalism, socialism, fascism, and technocracy, all dictated by the UN and the establishment behind it. For example, goal number 10 calls for national and international redistribution of wealth. It reads like the Communist Manifesto, folks. Goal number 4, the scheme demands indoctrination of all children around the world into the UN-backed ideology of sustainable development, making them into agents of change. Think of them as little environmental David Hoggs. That's what they want for the schools. And that's what President, Vice President Pence is cheering, and Ivanka as well. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Earth Day.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Mark Hendrickson, and we're going to talk to him about his book because Earth Day is coming up. Do you know what they're teaching your kids at school? I was absolutely appalled by the time they started with the Earth Day stuff. I was already in high school, so I had some idea of what was already going on. And it's gotten a lot worse, though. We've got generations that have grown up hearing nothing but this narrative that is being put out in the schools. We're going to talk to Dr. Mark Hendrickson about his book, also about Earth Day. Maybe we'll get into the little bit into the history of Earth Day. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We had to take that off a sale, but we have dropped the price of Super Male Vitality by 50%, and we have a couple of combos that include Super Male Vitality. We have one combo that has Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off, those two together. Another one that is Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, those two together, 50% off. And we have a 3-month supply of our Made in America, non-GMO, high-quality, premium InfoWars Life Select storable food. It'll last for 25 years, and then once you unseal it, you can use it a little bit and then reseal it for a few days as well. After that, you can, if you get the 3-month supply, you can get an Alexa Pure water filter, gravity feed water filter for free. Big savings there on that. So take a look at that special 3-month supply of food, and you get a free Alexa Pure Pro water filter thrown in. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program. All right, joining us now is Dr. Mark Hendrickson. He is an adjunct professor of economics and entrepreneurship. He has a website, selfeducatedamerican.com. Well, that sounds great. Everybody should be self-educated. You know, there really is only one kind of education that you can get, and that is a self-education. People cannot put these ideas, well, they can propagandize you, but if you really want a real education, as many people have said, it's not the filling of a bucket, but it's the lighting of a fire. And so if you're an educator, what you need to do is you need to try to get, or your kids, you need to try to get them interested in something. And then allow them to pursue that interest instead of trying to stuff it into them. But again, selfeducatedamerican.com is his website, and his book is The Big Picture, The Science, Politics, and the Economics of Climate Change. Joining us now is Dr. Mark Hendrickson. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you, David.
Give us a little bit of an overview of your book here and where you're going. You're talking about the fact that we don't just have science. But we've got science and politics that are mixed together, and that makes things a bit dodgy, doesn't it? Because it's not that clear cut when people got a political agenda.
Yeah, unfortunately for the American public, the media has done a very poor job of giving us the big picture of what's involved in this whole climate change movement. And we get little stories with, you know, an alarmist scenario about the science or whatever. And rarely does the mainstream media give you any hints at all of what the political agenda is that underlies this. And also, they very rarely tell you the economic costs of this and what's at stake for us. And so I've just tried to weave the whole thing together into a single narrative.
And one of the things that people need to understand, of course, is that Earth Day is coming up. It's Sunday, I think, the 22nd. And there are going to be all these little marches everywhere. We always have marches everywhere for everything. But this is a march for science. They are masters at picking the terminology. You know, they had a march for our lives. So we're going to pit lives against guns or something, some inanimate object. Now they're going to say, well, this is about science. I mean, who could be opposed to science? That's mom and apple pie stuff there, right?
It sure is. I'm getting a kick looking at your screen there about the history of Earth Day, because one of the very first Earth Day demonstrations was at my undergraduate college in April of 1970. Yeah. I wasn't part of it. I was studying in South America at the time. But, yeah, you know, and by the way, Sunday is also, April 22nd is Lenin's birthday. And I think there's more than symbolic connection there. I think that was a date that was deliberately chosen by some of the radical environmentalists. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I would approach Earth Day with a lot of gratitude. We're so much, our environment has improved so much since 1970. We've taken necessary measures to reduce the pollutants in the air and the water. Where we've gotten off the rails, though, is you've got this EPA with its own esoteric agenda, a globalist agenda, as you would refer to it, and they have made this demon out of carbon dioxide, which is one of the most important, benign, beneficent compounds in the earth. It's a blessing to the human race, and they've turned it into a cursing. So it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's an amazing design that you have animals who breathe out carbon dioxide and plants that breathe it in. It's a symbiotic relationship there, but then they try to turn it into a pollutant. Let's talk a little bit about this background, because we're talking about 1970, the context of what was happening then at that time, because it was the Nixon administration. During the Nixon administration, they were very concerned about our energy supply. He created the Department of Energy, which unfortunately we still have. He also created the EPA. And we had a lot of problems with pollution sites. We had Superfund sites that needed to be cleaned up at the time. And we made a lot of progress with that, but then it took on its own agenda. And over the decades, you know, over a 40-year or so period, we saw the EPA go out to become an agency that was above the law, that created the law, enforced the law, was answerable to no one, not answerable to the Constitution. They decided, along with the Obama administration, which industries they would shut down and which ones they would allow to prosper or even to subsidize. And they're picking the winners and the losers, decide, well, we're going to bankrupt you if you have anything that has to do with fossil fuel. But if you got something to do with electricity or whatever, we're going to heavily subsidize that, whether it makes any sense or not. I mean, that is inviting corruption of the most naked kind, isn't it? When you go out and say, we're going to shut down entire industries and subsidize others. But and it kind of goes back to all this central planning, the Marxism that is inherent in all this, as you point out, you know, the birthday of Lenin and so forth.
Yeah, you have, I'm glad you mentioned central planning, David, because that's what it is. It's top-down central planning. And isn't it interesting how under the previous president, you had his campaign bundlers being the senior officers of wind companies, alternative energy companies, solar companies, et cetera. So they would get these large subsidies or grants from the Department of Energy, and then they'd go bankrupt. But I'm sure they were able to pocket a few million bucks along the way. So it is a corrupt process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Lindra. We got the thing that was the governor of Virginia was involved in. And on and on and on. Even Elon Musk is a good example of this. But, let's talk about, what are the economic trade-offs if we just get rid of fossil fuels? Has anybody ever looked at that? You know, what does that mean for our lives? Are we just going to go cold turkey and say we're not going to have any fossil fuels whatsoever?
Yeah, look, I'm all in favor, as an economist, I'd be in favor of whatever source of energy is the most economically rational, the lowest cost, in other words. And we retard economic progress if we make our people use a more expensive form of energy instead of a less expensive form of energy. If we're spending unnecessary amounts of money for the energy that our economy relies on, there's less money left over for other things. And that's why we've had this economic stagnation for the last decade, is because of this war against fossil fuels and cheap fuels. That's economically irrational. If you want me to quantify it, whenever possible in the book, I tried to take information given out by the people who are on the, you know, the climate change alarmist side of the spectrum. And James Hansen, who's kind of Al Gore's buddy there in the federal.
Hang on, we gotta take a break and we'll get back to that. I do want to hear the quantification of it. But of course, it always comes back to the fact that if it's a good idea, we don't need to have the government hold a gun to your head to do it. And the government is not only holding a gun to your head and telling you you're not going to have an internal combustion engine, but they're out there radically subsidizing Tesla vehicles, and now it looks like Tesla's going to go bankrupt. You don't have central planning, never works. It's never going to work. And it's against our freedom as well. Doesn't give you good solutions. We'll be right back.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Mark Hendrickson. He's written a book called The Big Picture, The Science, The Politics, and The Economics of Climate Change. And this is a very topical issue because, as he pointed out in his press release, we've got marches for science that are going to be happening all over the country in celebration of another Earth Day. And this is all going to be presented as science. But this is questionable science. And I have to say that when somebody comes to me with a pre-drawn conclusion and they don't want an investigation if it's a crime or an alleged crime or alleged gas incident or whatever, immediately I start getting suspicious. And if somebody comes to me and tells me that the science is settled on anything, that makes me suspicious as well. Science is never settled. All the advances in science have been arrived by skeptics of conventional wisdom who challenged the accepted conventional wisdom of settled science. All scientific advancement has happened that way. And so when they tell you, no, it's settled, you can't talk about this, well, we're going to talk about this. Let's talk, just as we're going to the break, Dr. Hendrickson was starting to talk about quantifying the cost. What happens if we get rid of a fossil fuel-based energy system, Dr. Hendrickson?
Well, the world becomes much poorer. The economic progress of the last three centuries, which are really the only three centuries in human history where the masses of people in Western societies have been prosperous, is based on cheap energy. So you make energy more expensive, you choke off economic growth. They quantify it in terms of trillions, and even the advocates of this radical transformation of our society away from fossil fuels to renewable sources, they admit it costs trillions, and under their scenarios, it might shave a tenth of a degree off the global temperature. And I want to say might, because the science, as you said, is not settled, and the way that carbon dioxide is presented in the media as the only or the key source of global warming is not accurate. And to give you a really astonishing, jaw-dropping figure, James Hansen said in Europe last summer that it would cost the world about 500 trillion euros. Now, that's over $500 trillion for the world to wean itself from fossil fuels. When you stop and consider that the total economic product of the world is less than $100 trillion in a year, he's saying we need to take more than 6 years' worth of global production entirely to get off of fossil fuels. Well, what's going to keep us alive? I mean, you got to still produce food and, you know, your iPhones and computers and everything else. I mean, it's totally unrealistic. And yet what they want is just more and more power.
And a good example of what you're talking about here is just the extremes in weather that we've had in the last year. When we had the hurricane come through Florida, take out the power, we saw people in rest homes die because they didn't have air conditioning. And then we had the winter storms that just happened a couple of months ago. They said, well, fortunately, we've got supplies of oil and gas. Actually, some of them had to be brought in by Russian container ships because they refused to allow a gas pipeline through the northeastern states. And then they had to rely on coal that they hate so much in order to keep people alive. People would have died in that coal. So we're not just talking about lifestyle and a nice lifestyle that we have enjoyed here in Western countries because of the availability of cheap energy. We're talking about life expectancy and life itself when we cut that off. It isn't just Obama going to the people in Africa and saying, well, you know, you guys can't have air conditioning. You know, it'd melt the planet down if you guys had air conditioning. So just stay where you are and get used to it.
Yeah, the good news is, well, first of all, the scary thing is that these people, some of them say they can predict the future. You can't. You said science isn't settled. Well, I'll tell you what's really not settled is the future. Nobody can predict it. And some of these folks even think we can control the climate in the future. And that scares the heck out of me. It's just not going to happen. Total pretense as far as that goes. So I just don't think we need to jump into a panic here. I think we're doing fine. And the good news is this, is that in spite of there being a larger population than ever before, the fatality rate from national disasters has been falling. And that, again, is a function of economic growth. We have more durable buildings and houses that are storm resistant. We're never going to be able to stop nature from its eruptions, from unleashing its might against us. The best thing we can do is build up our own human defenses against the onslaughts of nature. And that requires economic power. It's economic growth that enabled us to fund the progress we've made against air pollution and water pollution. And it's going to be economic growth that's going to give us even sturdier buildings and so that fewer and fewer people will perish when nature does its thing in the future.
Yeah, you know, Scott Pruitt at the EPA has talked about the fact that we need to be good stewards of the environment. And so he looks at what's happening with the EPA as one of stewardship rather than environmentalism. That's a very different mindset. You know, the environmentalists are like, hands off, don't touch anything. Mankind is evil. We need to get rid of mankind. It's a virus on the planet and so forth. And it's like, no, actually, mankind can, we have more forests when actually the forests are managed, which our federal government doesn't do anymore. And so we're having more and more forest fires because of a lack of management. But when we did do management, my uncle was a forestry professor. When we did do management, and he saw this coming, we had far more forests in America than we did when it was just wild. One of the things that you point out in your book that I thought was kind of interesting was the fact that CO2 levels during the Ice Age were 12 times higher than they are today. And this is kind of interesting because we see that as CO2 levels are increasing, we're not seeing a corresponding increase in temperatures that their models, their untested models, predicted.
Yeah, and what we found is that carbon dioxide traps heat on a logarithmic scale, which is, in everyday terms, means that it's pretty much absorbed all the heat it's going to absorb. So from this point on, if the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere does increase, what will happen is it will make the Earth greener because carbon dioxide is plant food. And in fact, in the last 40 years, an area larger than the continental United States in the world has gone green because of the increased CO2 in the atmosphere. So it's going to make the planet greener, and at the same time, it's not capable of absorbing much more heat. So we're going to get the blessings of more CO2 and none of the costs.
Well, that's interesting, because not only do we have a symbiotic relationship with CO2 between plants and animals, but we also have kind of a feedback loop, don't we? You know, as the CO2 increases, it gives us a cloud cover and so forth, and that's very interesting. I'd not known that about its absorption of heat being algorithmic. You know, you also talk, we frequently talk about alarmists. You call them catastrophists, and I think that's an even better terminology, because that's what they are relying on. Every time there is something that is unusual, they seize upon it and say, see, this is the proof. It's turning into a catastrophe.
Yeah, that's the ultimate descriptive word to separate those who are on one side of the issue. The people who say we need a radical transformation in society, we need to quit using fossil fuels, well, you say, well, why? And the bottom line is they say, well, because carbon dioxide is going to heat the world, which is not proven, and then that's going to precipitate more natural disasters, which is not proven, and therefore we have to radically change our lives, even though it's going to cost us a whole lot, and there are going to be poor people around the world at the margin of survival who aren't going to survive. But as you mentioned earlier, David, some of these people really believe that individual life is not all that important, and that individuals are expendable, which is, you know, an old communist doctrine. Individuals are expendable.
I think the politics of this always suspiciously devolve into a centralization of control, a centralization of decision making, and of course a centralization of all those things, and of course centralized government, even into a world government. That really tells us where they're coming from. Again, it goes back to what you pointed out before, the Marxist connections to this environmentalist movement.
Yes, and the IPCC is the UN, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the UN bureaucracy that is leading the march here. But sometimes even truth will slip out from that particular group. For example, they publicly stated that the prediction of future climate states is not possible. So how about that? It's like, on the one hand, they admit the science shows that they cannot possibly predict the future of the climate, but then they want us to change our lifestyles because some of the activists say, oh yeah, we can, you know, it is going to change.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what a lot of them have said that believe in global warming, the man-made global warming. They said, look, the Paris Climate Treaty isn't going to do anything to help that. It's just going to advantage one group over another group. Again, the book is The Big Picture, The Science, Politics, and Economics of Climate Change. And where can they get that, Dr. Hendrickson?
Yes, it's you see the CFAC there above the image of the book. That's
Choose
Stanford
to take
Committee
control.
For
All right, we'll be right back.
With Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as we were going to break, we didn't have time for the to give out the information as to where you can find Dr. Hendrickson's book, The Big Picture of the Science, Politics, and Economics of Climate Change. You can find that at cfactstore.com. C as in climate, fact as in science, cfactstore.com. And again, there's going to be all these marches for science everywhere around the world as we're looking at this. And the agendas that are put out there, things like the Paris Climate Treaty, even hardcore climate alarmists who believe that we're going to melt down and it's all due to our use of fossil fuels look at this and say, the Paris Climate Accord isn't going to change anything. And of course it isn't. It allows the biggest and dirtiest polluters in terms of both the quality and the quantity of pollution that they put out, China and India. It allows them to continue to expand for a very long time before even capping it, and then go for a long period of time with a cap before they reduce it. But it caps the Western countries and then reduces the Western countries right away. It is simply a redistribution of wealth and political power. That's what the Paris Climate Accord was. That's why it had to be shut down. They have to have a global justification for a global government. Every time you look at the political connections with all this climate stuff, and it is just so apparent and obvious what is going on here. Every solution has to do with centralizing control, centralizing command, centralizing government, centralizing it all the way to the world government level. That is the pattern that we see here. Many people have talked about it, said, you know, this is simply watermelon science. It's a thin veneer of green, and it is red all the way through. Communist all the way through. I've been to the American Meteorological Society here in Austin when they had their national convention. You had hundreds of scientists there with climate models, weather models, and so forth, all of them very diligently working to try to make weather prediction more accurate. They're trying to predict the weather just a couple of days in advance, and you know that's not an exact science at all, is it? They've all got their models, and they're all sitting there and talking about how they would come up with a model, and then they would do testing, and then here's how it worked, and here's when it failed, and so forth and so on. They're doing a very tight loop there, which you would do if you're doing real science. You have a model. You make predictions. Did the predictions work? No, it didn't. Let's adjust the model. Blah, blah, you know, you have this closed loop of control that you've got going there. Well, not the climate scientists. They're talking about things that are decades, centuries out. And so there's no way for them to test their models. You just have to accept it because of the university that they teach at or the number of degrees that they have. It's simply an argument from authority. It is not a scientific argument, but they're going to have the march for science. They are masters at propaganda levels. We talked about their march for our lives. I don't want to see people out there saying we're marching for our guns. Don't put your guns up against their lives. Well, you just walked right into their little trap if you do that. No, you're marching for your liberty. You're not marching for guns. You're not marching for the Second Amendment. Those are simply tools to protect your liberty. You're marching for your liberty. Let's make it clear. It's our liberty that we're out there for. You put up liberty against life, and maybe some people will get it. Give me liberty or give me death. I'm not going to sacrifice my liberty. As Jefferson said, the God that gave us life gave us liberty. At the same time, the hand of force can disjoin but cannot destroy them. Can destroy them but cannot disjoin them. Yeah, you can take away my life, you can take away my liberty, but I don't have life or liberty unless they're together. That's what Jefferson was saying. We look at this, and we look at the shameful thing that is going on right now with our administration, who was going to be President Trump, and now it's President Pence, going down to Central America. Is he absolutely clueless about what UN Agenda 2030 is about? Is he absolutely clueless about what this organization that is down there, that they're celebrating, he and Ivanka? I mean, it is absolutely nothing but Marxism that they're putting it, as they embrace UN Agenda 2030. Is nothing, it's straight out of Communist Party lines. This thing that is called the Commitment Agreement at the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru. Absolutely amazing. I was just talking yesterday to Alex Newman from New American in the context of the TPP, which again, do we not understand that this has nothing to do with trade? Yes, it is a bad trade deal. And yes, Paris climate would have been a bad trade deal, but it was about the sovereignty. And the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic agreements are about the sovereignty. Yeah, they're going to be bad deals, that's for sure, but that isn't the bottom line. You turn over your ability to do this, even if they front load it and say, hey, look at this, we got a sweet deal for you. We're going to give you everything that you wanted. You just sign here on the dotted line, and then you won't have any control over your sovereignty. And as Jeff Sessions had pointed out to President Trump, when he was the only senator who was looking at the TPP, he said, this is a living document. They'll change it the very next day. It is a deal to be signed with the devil that's going to take away your sovereignty. It's a Faustian bargain. You're not going to win. They'll change it the very next day. Once they get your sovereignty, they can do anything that they want to you. And that's what Paris Climate was about. That's what the TPP is about. That's what this situation down in the climate, let's see, what they call this thing. There's so many of these things you can't even keep up on. Summit of the Americas, every 3 years, quoting liberally out of the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. Have you had enough of these UN agendas? I'll point it out again. The war on drugs, because we've got 420 is coming up at the end of the week. The war on drugs was a UN agenda. And now we got a UN agenda to lock us down in the cities, to shut down our energy supplies, to reward certain crony capitalists at the expense of other people. It is a Marxist strategy. And take a look at what Henry Kissinger said. This is pointed out in the New American article. It said, quote from Henry Kissinger, he said, "The contemporary quest for world order will require a coherent strategy to establish a concept of order within the various regions." What regions would that be? Oh, well, that would be in Europe, in Asia, and then in North America, and then we join those. So we create these regional things, and we join them together. The glue that binds them together into a world government would be these transatlantic, transpacific agreements, binding the U.S., binding the Western Hemisphere here to Europe and to Asia. First making a trade agreement, then making a stronger economic union, and then making eventually a political union. Henry Kissinger said, so we have to establish the concept of order within the various regions, then relate these regional orders to one another. That's what the TPP, the TTIP, all these different agreements do. And that's what Vice President Pence is down there. Now, this is great. And we're charting a new era for ourselves. So I guess it's not a new world order. It is a new era. It's an old error is what it is. E-R-R-O-R. That's what it is, a very old error. And as we look at picking the winners and losers, a good example, and I mentioned this during the interview with Dr. Hendrickson, a good example of this is Tesla. You know, we've had Solyndra famously go upside down. We've had Terry McAuliffe's company where he sold shares to a lot of people who wanted to become American citizens. They wanted to buy their American citizenship for a lot of money. So he goes, yeah, sure, you invest in my little electric scheme here, and we'll get you citizenship. And then the whole thing goes belly up, but he gets out of the doorway before it happens. And he says, not me, not me, not on my watch. Didn't happen on my watch. And now we've got Tesla. There's an article on Zero Hedge, and it shows the bigger picture of the tech stock bubble here. And it looks like this is starting to be based on, we got a lot of instances here, tricky accounting. Kind of like, remember back to the real estate bubble, how we had all those derivatives that were invented by all the different banks, and they used that to create this fantasy bubble and then burst it on everybody? Well, listen to this. What's going on with the tech stocks, or the FANGs, as they call them, you know, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. It said, covering up key risks in their profit and loss or their balance sheet, the tech companies are without equal. Whether it involves excluding stock-based compensation from cash flow calculations, in the case of Twitter and Facebook, or if you build a mountain in off-balance sheet debt, as Netflix has done, with nearly $9 billion in unfunded content. It is remarkable how effective these Fang family members have been in fooling almost all the analysts and investors virtually all of the time. Now, enter Tesla. According to an analysis released today, one individual says that they have $2 billion in unpaid PP&E deferred capital expenditures coming due, of which $1.4 billion is due immediately. And people have already been talking about how Tesla has a massive, massive burn rate and how they haven't been able to get production online with the Model 3s that they took about 500,000 orders for, and they've only been able to fill a few thousand. Now Elon Musk has just shut down the assembly line there and said that they're going to be reworking that. He says, yes, excessive automation at Tesla was a mistake. To be precise, my mistake. Humans are underrated. Yeah, they are underrated. He might want to remember that as he looks at his underrated, or I should say his overrated autopilot that is still being investigated in the death of an Apple engineer. We're going to talk about tech issues when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Allergy.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news, it's David Knight.
You know, we have spies that are harvesting your facial information off of Facebook. When we go back and we look at, and I talked about this a couple of days ago, we had the LifeLog project that had been created by DARPA. Everybody said, oh, that's creepy. Total information awareness. Ooh, that sounds like a Orwellian dystopian society. I don't think we want that. And so they pulled back from those things. First they said, well, we're not going to call it total information awareness. We'll call it terrorist information awareness. It's only for the bad people. Remember Michael Hayden saying we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. You know, people like President Trump, other politicians who allow this to happen. They will be the first ones up against the wall by this tech tyranny. But they let it happen. They continue to let it happen. And now we've got these organizations that are scanning through Facebook, and they are creating a global database of biometric information just from looking at Facebook. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice how that worked out? You know, as they looked at all this and they were getting all these, everybody was saying, we don't want the government to do this, or calling their congressman or anything, because, you know, that was 20 years ago. Today, we don't care about that, right? Even after the Snowden revelations, we don't care about our privacy being violated. We don't see the implications of governments having worldwide biometric databases of all the citizens everywhere. We don't see the danger in that as a society, do we? Once upon a time, just a couple of decades ago, we did. They shut those down, and then, interestingly enough, InQtel and some of these other companies are come together, and they, you know, just overlapping board of directors, and they somehow come together with all this money for Facebook, and then Facebook provides them everything that they wanted. And you're more than willing to give them all that information and put all that out there, not only just for the government, but for anybody who wants it. And they can be cyber pirates. They can be individual ex-spies who are guns for hire for these totalitarian states that are out there. One of the biggest facial recognition companies going is in China. And so we're going to talk about that coming up. We're top of the hour here. Let's talk a little bit about tax. It's tax day. Here's another tax that's coming out. Of course, this one is coming from the land of taxation, California. We have a California Assemblyman, Jim Cooper, Democrat, of course, has introduced a bill that would impose a new excise tax of unspecified amount on the sale of guns and ammunition. And what are they going to do with all this money? They're going to hire counselors, psychs, shrinks to talk to your kids because we don't want to have another school shooting, right? And it's been so effective in the past. So they're going to have public middle school and junior high schools would be required to hire these counselors, and it'll be paid for by additional taxes on the sale of guns and ammunition, because the power to tax is the power to destroy, and they want to destroy guns and ammunition. But how did that work out for Nicholas Cruz, the alleged perpetrator of the Parkland shooting? He received counseling services, reports Reason Magazine. He received counseling services from a school therapist. In 2014, Nicholas Cruz reported to a counselor that he had been having violent dreams about killing people. Health professionals evaluated him again in 2015 after he posted Snapchat videos in which he cut himself and announced his intention to buy a gun. Okay, so lots of warning flags here. And he gets counseling every time these warning flags come out. And maybe these guys even gave him some of those helpful SSRI drugs, too, to help him along with his psychosis, with his depression. Because it does. It does provide a little bit of temporary relief for a lot of people. And then if you don't maintain that dosage strictly, if you increase it ever so slightly or decrease it ever so slightly, because maybe you want to get off, because it does have long-term use of these drugs, does have physiological detrimental effects on people. So if you want to get off of this, that is the thing that triggers people into getting very dangerous. But that's okay. We're going to fund more of that. This is, the gun control now, and it is acceptable to both the establishment Republican Party as well as the Democrats. The path of gun control is going to be going through the psychiatric community. I'm afraid that's the case. That's the way they're going to be pushing this. It is going to be all determined as you are crazy if you want a gun. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I was talking in the last hour to Dr. Mark Hendrickson, who was talking about the upcoming March for Sciences, marches for science that we're having all across the country in honor of Earth Day. The Marxist presupposition under all this, the central planning underneath all of this, and the crony capitalism that underlies all this. And this is the problem that I have with Tesla. I do not see Elon Musk as a champion of technology and freedom. I see him as somebody sucking on the trough of crony capitalism. He has benefited from this kind of redistribution of our infrastructure that nobody, in a way that nobody else has. And that's the problem I have with it. Look, if he wants to make electric cars, fine. Go out and compete in the marketplace. If people like your electric car, welcome to buy it. But that's not what's happening. They're prohibiting other forms of engines, not doing any research. For example, they're prohibiting internal combustion engines, not doing any research on fuel cell engines, not subsidizing that in any way. And not that I want the government to, but heavily subsidizing electric. Where are you going to get the electricity for this? You're not going to get it from solar panels. It's not going to be able to provide that kind of massive energy to the power grid. It's great for decentralized power And maybe you can set up some solar grids at home and charge your car at home. And if you want to do that, fine. More power to you. You just don't get to use my money. Well, as we're talking about tax day, I don't want you using my money to buy a car that I can't afford. And most of you can't afford a Tesla. You can't afford these Model 3s. He hasn't made one yet that's anywhere close to the $30,000 promise that he's put out there. They're more than double that. And now they're having cash problems, big cash problems. Everybody's already talking about the fact that the company was burning cash like a SpaceX rocket. And now you've got some more analysis coming out from one individual. Vertical Group's Gordon Johnson saying there's $1.4 billion due imminently, another $2.1 billion coming due very soon. And we have Elon Musk saying, you know, we had to shut down the automation line. It was over-automated. That's why we can't build the Model 3s. So to be precise, he said, it's my mistake. He tweeted this out on Friday. He said, humans are underrated. And liberty is underrated. And the freedom to choose and to take the responsibility for that is underrated. I think going out here and picking winners and losers like Solyndra and Tesla is part of the problem and leaving taxpayers on the hook for this. I'll tell you what is overrated, and that is robot taxis. That's way overrated. One of the problems that caused him to have stock issues, and of course, as Tesla's having a liquidity problem, their ability to raise money endlessly on the stock market, or on the bond market, is affected when they have situations like this Apple engineer who got killed. And there was a big dispute, and I didn't talk about it last week, between the National Traffic Safety Board and Tesla. They got very angry with Tesla because Tesla came out and talked about this accident that's still being investigated by the NTSB. They're supposed to be silent about that during that period of time, but Elon Musk decided that it was worth burning some bridges with the government regulatory agency to try to protect themselves from damage. And then after their car, apparently, from what people have said, drove what the family has alleged in a lawsuit, after the car drove the individual into a barrier and killed him, now Tesla and Elon Musk are throwing he and his family under the bus. They said the only way for this accident to have occurred is if Mr. Huang was not paying attention to the road, despite the car providing multiple warnings to do so, said a statement. Fundamental premise of both moral and legal liability is a broken promise, and there was none here. Well, a lot of people have said that the mere promise of autopilot is a broken promise. And this guy was an Apple engineer. You know, it was Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, who said, hey, I love my Tesla car, but he said, stay away from that autopilot thing. It'll try to kill you. He said this well before this accident happened. And this particular, the wife of this guy who died said, I just want this tragedy to not happen again to another family. She said her husband had complained multiple times, several occasions, about how the autopilot behaved on his Tesla Model X near the very same barrier where he later crashed and died. He complained that the autopilot appeared to be malfunctioning, steering toward the same barrier in Mountain View on several occasions. And we played a video clip for you, I think. Is that the video clip that we got up there running right now? I don't think that is. No, that's somebody else. We had a clip where a guy was going along and all of a sudden the road forked. It was an interstate fork. So it forks and the center lane there as it's widening out, that confused the Tesla autopilot. And it headed straight for the barrier. Now, I don't know if that was the situation here with this one, but the guy had to slam on brakes. See, they lull you into a passivity and let you distract yourself, okay? Yeah, I'm sitting here playing with my phone. Or maybe I'm playing with the big iPad that they stuck to the dashboard as my only means of even changing the air conditioning vent direction. So I'm sitting there squeezing and pinching and scrolling around and I'm not paying any attention to the road because, hey, it's all under control. And this is the video right there, I think. Said it took him out of the lane that he was driving in, then it failed to brake, then it drove him into the fixed concrete barrier, which is what we saw with that video. We believe this would have never happened had the autopilot not been turned on. Now, the interesting thing about this, Tesla comes back and says, well, according to our data, the data that they have collected, they say that it has reduced the number of crashes per million miles by about 40%. The company has declined to say how long drivers can now use autopilot. Here's the key. How long can you use it between visible or audible warnings to have your hand on the wheel? How many alerts can be ignored before the system disengages? What kind of software was in Huang's Model X? When was it built? So forth and so on. But here's the bottom line. Another investment group, Vela Capital Management, John Thompson said it this way. He said, as a reality check, Tesla's stock is worth twice as much as Ford. Yet Ford has made 6 million cars last year at a $7.6 billion profit, while Tesla made 100,000 cars and above. They made 100,000 cars at a $2 billion loss. So think about that. Ford made 60 times the number of cars that Tesla did. They made $7.6 billion. Tesla, making 1/60th the number of cars that Ford did, lost $2 billion. And see, that's the thing that separates the men from the boys in the automobile industry. You have to be able to make something in volume. It's a lot easier to go out and make a hypercar that sells for $2 million and make a profit off of it than it is to make, millions of cars and still make a profit on it. But as we look at where this is headed, the danger in all this, not only the loss of liberty, but the danger in so many ways. You know, when we go back and we look at the Michael Hastings situation, remember that happened back, I think it was 2013? It was ancient history. It's like 5 years ago. And when we said, I looked at that and I said, that doesn't look at all. When you look at the way the engine was ejected straight down the path that he was traveling, and then his car hit a tree. I said, if you look at the front impact, it doesn't look like that car hit the tree going 100 miles an hour and had the thing blow up. The engine wasn't there. If you hit something front end first into a tree, it's going to push the engine into the car, not eject it at a right angle. So I said, something is up with that. It looks like they blew this guy up. And they had pictures of him speeding down the highway. Well, you know, you could, at the time, the Mercedes, even though they didn't have full automated driving, they had all these different systems that could be hacked. And as we were looking at this, I said, something is suspicious about this. This guy is a journalist. There's the car right there. Big fire that was centered underneath the passenger, not really in the front and definitely not in the back where the fuel tank was. It's typically when you have a car burst in flames, it's because the area where the fuel tank is gets compromised. So there's a lot of questions about that. Then we found out that he said, hey, I'm doing a thing on the CIA. And he was checking his car to see if there was anything in it. He was paranoid somebody was going to be doing that. He said, hey, told his friends, I'm going to be gone for a while. I'm afraid that somebody is after me and so forth. And then this happened. And then we had Richard Clark who came out. Richard Clark, who was the former U.S. National Coordinator for Security and Infrastructure Protection and Counterterrorism Method, said, yeah, he could have had his car hacked. So you had motive, you had opportunity, and this was at a point in time when everybody said, oh, this is tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. You can't hack a car. Now it has become very, very common. We see it happen every time you've got these black hat conferences that they have in Vegas and so forth, the DEF CON conferences. They're doing it all the time. I want to tell you when we come back about a casino that got hacked through its internet-connected fish tank thermometer. They hacked the casino through a fish tank thermometer. That's your Internet of Things. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, so you've got all these things in your house. The Internet of Things. You've got your thermostat hooked up to the Internet. You've got your toaster and your refrigerator and so forth. And we told you about this when David Petraeus was director of the CIA several years ago. Again, it was back around 2000, I think it was the end of 2012. And David Petraeus was telling people, it's like, yeah, your refrigerator is going to be able to listen to you. Ha, 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 ha. And everybody said, oh, come on, you're a bunch of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Said, it was David Petraeus who was saying this, the CIA saying this, bragging about it. The Internet of Things, the Internet of Things. But we were the crazy people. We were the conspiracy theorists. Just as you had Homeland Security come out last week, and as they were putting together a database to identify and to monitor all journalists and opinion shapers on the Internet, even with bloggers. Homeland Security wants to identify the people who are affecting opinion and start to follow them and to analyze them to the nth degree. And people said, this is not something we're comfortable with the government doing. And the press secretary for Homeland Security came out in a tweet with all the little pejorative terms, the stereotype pejorative terms. Well, this is, you have to believe that. You've got to be a conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat, black helicopter. I mean, he literally said all those things. Just dismissing it. Well, you know, we were always saying this about the Internet of Things, and we were always saying it about the government spying on people without any authorization. And we've seen that all of this stuff is not only true, but we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. Now we've got spy organizations out there that are spies for hire. They can be hired by a government. They can be hired by criminals. They can be hired by corporations, by anybody. Scraping Facebook and getting your facial biometric information out there because you're so willing to give that up. Again, you think you're going to become a celebrity out there. You're going to put your life out there and show everybody how wonderful your life is, expose everything about your privacy, and you don't think anybody's going to notice it. You don't think it's going to be used against you? How many times do we have, every week, do we have a story where somebody innocently shares a picture. Typically, it's with a firearm or something. Hey, I went to the firing range with my family. Look, here we are, big happy family. We're practicing gun safety. We're learning how to operate these things responsibly. It's like, criminal! They're suspended. Or you show a picture that you drew or whatever. You show a picture of your gun that you just bought that you're learning how to use. And you get thrown out of school. People are constantly scanning Facebook looking for ways that they can take you down. I mean, this is the kind of East Germany Stasi snitch society that we've created. And it resides right there on Facebook. Right there on Facebook. This interesting meme my son showed me last night. And it was Mark Zuckerberg at the Facebook hearing. And he's sitting in the chair on his little cushion. And there's a sea of reporters and photographers around him in a circle. And they've all got their cameras pointed right at him. And the caption was, reverse Facebook. Because it's usually the other way around. It's usually you that he's got surrounded with cameras and biometrics. But he was there in the fishbowl. And when we're talking about being in the fishbowl, this story right here, showing the abuse and the danger of the Internet of Things. You have a casino that got hacked. The casino got hacked. They stole money from the casino. How did they do it? Through the fishbowl. Life in the fishbowl. That's it, folks. They had a fish tank thermometer. And just like the thermostat in your house. Maybe you got one of those nice little shiny black mirror thermostats. Looks like an iPhone or something. And you make the mistake of connecting it. Yeah, they can have nice interfaces or whatever, but you make the mistake of connecting it to the internet. Uh-oh. Now it can get into your Wi-Fi network. And if it can get into your Wi-Fi network, it can get into your computers that are connected to the Wi-Fi network. Some clever hackers can. And that's what happened to this casino. They said Nicole Egan, CEO of cybersecurity company Dark Trace, told attendees at an event in London on Thursday how cyber criminals hacked an unnamed casino through its internet-connected thermometer in an aquarium in the lobby of the casino. The hackers exploited a vulnerability in the thermostat to get a foothold in the network. So, you know, here's this network. They get into the network through this fish tank thermometer, and once they're in the network, they can then get into the database of the casino. And they pulled the database of high roller gamblers back across the network out of the thermostat and up into the cloud. Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. And you know what one of the things on the Internet of Things is? The cars. The cars are going to be on the Internet of Things to an ever increasing degree. And that should give you a great deal of concern as well. But let's talk about these spies that are harvesting Facebook photos and a massive facial recognition database. You know, just last week I was talking about what the Chinese government is doing, working with contractors there. They're very advanced. They have a database where they can identify people who are jaywalking. Remember we talked about that? Jaywalking across the street. They've already got all the data faces in the database. They instantly identify this person, and they will put up on a billboard, just like Minority Report, put up on a billboard your face, your name. Boom, you've been fined, citizen. You've been noticed. Shame them and find them on the spot. And, it's not just the social credits where they're looking at everything that you're doing online. It's also going out and monitoring you everywhere you're going. And this is not just in the urban areas. Remember, I said that they're going to be rolling this out to 100% coverage in just the next 2 or 3 years. And that includes rural areas, and that includes your home, because they're going to use all these television sets that have embedded cameras in them, your phones that have embedded cameras in them. They're going to be watching you all the time in your home. It's literal Big Brother. This is literal George Orwell level Big Brother. This is what they're doing. But of course, we were just conspiracy theorists. We're paranoid and we're seeing black helicopters and we're overreacting to all this stuff, right? China is the beta test site for this worldwide a technocratic dictatorship that is coming down the road. And here's how some of this works. Forbes is talking about, this is Forbes magazine. This is not me saying this. This is Forbes magazine. These ex-spies are harvesting Facebook photographs for a massive facial recognition database. And this comes in the wake of Zuckerberg out there. But, of course, you know, that enables all of this stuff. The database that forms the core of a facial recognition service is called FaceInt. It is now owned by an Israeli vendor called VerInt after it snapped up the producer's creator, little-known surveillance company Terigence, in 2017. That almost sounds like one of the Chinese company. Oh, we get your facial data in our company called Terigence. No, actually, it's probably intelligence and Terra, meaning ground-based intelligence for the facial recognition. Both VerInt and Terigence have long been vendors for the U.S. government, providing bleeding-edge technology to the NSA, the U.S. Navy, and countless other intelligence and security agencies, reports Forbes. It consists of facial profiles that they have harvested. That's right. You've not only been noticed, you have been harvested. Your identity has been harvested. They'll be able to track everything that you do everywhere. Even if you get rid of one of these little spy phones, they're going to be able to identify you by your walk. That's the other part of what that Chinese company is already doing. They're identifying people from hundreds of yards away by their gait, how they walk, not just their face. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. The reason InfoWars Live has five-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLive.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Well, I tell you, we're looking at some technology here that is creepy, that should not be created. I mean, there's all the articles that have come out in the last couple of days about genetic engineering, human genetic engineering. But it's also the surveillance technology that we're looking at here. Coming out of Digital Trends, a crime-predicting AI that is about to roll out in India. This is coming, again, from an Israeli company. This one is called Cortica. And they call it Cortica because the way they studied the brain, they studied in detail the electrical responses of the brain cortex of some rats. They took the brain cortex out of the rat, so they could study it ex vivo, in other words, outside of the body. They connected it to a microelectrode array, and they were able to examine how the cortex reacted to particular stimuli. Then they would look at the electrical signals, and then they were able to identify specific groups of neurons called clicks that process specific concepts. So where is all this going? Well, this is going to the extent that they are engaging in pre-crime behavior. They're going to watch your facial tics, minuscule twitches or mannerisms that they believe will tell them if you are about to commit a crime. Yes, that's right. Minority Report's pre-crime. Based on you being identified and profiled by artificial intelligence. Maybe what we should call this is being swatted by AI. When we look at the war on drugs, and we look at all the innocent people that have been killed because the SWAT team went to the wrong house, or they misconstrued somebody that had a phone in their hand and they thought it was, they were afraid that it was a gun or something, and they murdered these people. What do you think is going to happen when AI comes out and identifies somebody as being about to commit a crime, or a group of people that is not a peaceful demonstration? We think this is going to go violent. Oh, well, you know, we were justified to go in and use lethal means against that crowd because we were told by the artificial intelligence program that that was what was going to happen. They now have plausible deniability to do whatever they wish, and nobody's going to call them on it. Nobody's going to call them on what they do to people. So they monitor people in real time. They're looking for micro expressions on your face. So we're going to have to get facial covers. Well, that'll be banned. Let's see, we're going to have to learn how to develop poker faces, or we're going to get shot by the AI that's going to SWAT you. This is an insane society that we're rushing into because of profits. You know, we go in and we look at the bioengineering and how there's absolutely no judgment about the end result of this technology. Where is this leading? Just as I said at the beginning of the program, you know, we're talking about Zuckerberg saying, well, we're going to have artificial intelligence going to vet fake news and so forth. Well, do you know what fake news is? No, I don't know that, Senator. I guess we're going to leave that up to the artificial intelligence to decide what fake news is. But it's going to make that decision for us. We don't think about what we're doing, what our society is doing when it educates our children. We don't really want to know. What is their end goal? And most parents don't even want to know what's happening in the schools. They're frequently amazed to see that their kindergartner is getting gender confusion education. This is way beyond the heterosexual age and appropriate education that used to be going on. Now it's gender confusion in kindergarten. And this is coming from the UN and others. Just as I pointed out, it's part of the UN Agenda 2030 agenda. It's part of this agenda for this group that's in South America that Vice President Pence is down there applauding. Yeah, that Christian fundamentalist is down there plotting a group that wants to indoctrinate your kids. This is the disconnect that we have at every level. the disconnect of parents with their individual kids, the disconnect of society with what these institutions are doing to us. And it's the disconnect between what the scientific research is doing. Let me tell you what the fundamental problem is. It's where we started at the beginning of the program when we said that, yeah, we've all got, today is tax day. And we're all going to be filling out all this paperwork and we're going to be reporting to the government everything that we did. And you better get it all right or they'll be able to use that to punish you, come after you for more money or to do other things to you if you don't get all that information correct. That was one of the earliest forms of intelligence gathering on the population. And also to get dirt on people that could be used against their political enemies. And now it is so much more sophisticated. We have all of these government agencies, not just the IRS. The IRS used to be a law unto itself, and it used to be unique in that regard. But not anymore. We have the EPA, the FAA, the FCC, the every three-letter alphabet that you can talk about, an agency in Washington, D.C., are a law unto themselves. Not only that, they make the laws, but they don't call them laws. And by calling them regulations, they pretend that you don't have any presumption of innocence, you don't get any due process, and you don't have any protection against excessive fines. And the Congress has abdicated its authority. The American public has abdicated its interest in anything that's being done to it. And when we look at these horrific systems that are being created to control us, to monitor us, literally like lab rats, well, how do we get back from all this? As Michael Crichton talked about, his central thesis in Jurassic Park was that there were things that were being developed at the time, now fully developed, like CRISPR, that allowed them to do gene editing on a very low level, very specific level, very powerful editor. And he said, we've got to think about what's happening with this. Are we going to have a discussion about where this is all leading? Are we going to take this away? How do we take it away? There is so much money and secrecy in government. That's how this all happens. And unless we stop the scope and the scale of government, unless we radically pull it back into something that fits into the Constitution, you know, if we do that, we get our liberty back. If we do that, we get our lives back. If we do that, we get the Bill of Rights back and the Constitution back and so forth. If we don't do that, this thing continues to grow and we don't know what they are doing. Hundreds of millions of dollars were allocated under Obama to the BRAIN project. There's an acronym and I don't remember what it stands for. But basically to look into the inner workings of the human brain so they can predict your behavior so that they can not necessarily have to pull out a brain cortex and look at it. But see, the other part of this is not just doing pre-crime, but being able to put information in. That's the big focus of DARPA now, is being able to, without any kind of surgical intrusion, be able to electronically and wirelessly put the information into your brain. They're already identifying by using intrusive methods, ways to erase memories and to implant false memories of things that never happened. The only question that they're working on right now is how do we do this wirelessly? Because it's going to be kind of obvious, you know, if we strap you down and put some kind of a jack in the back of your neck, like the Matrix or something. Let's just be able to do this wirelessly. And if we don't cut down the size of government, it's got to be cut to the bone. It is a cancer that has metastasized over this country. And the income tax that you're having to pay, the record income tax that we pay every year, always exceeded by record expenditures, expenditures on things that we know nothing about and have no control over and no oversight and no end goal in mind. But these people do have an end goal. And so we see the Chinese facial recognition company becoming the world's most valuable AI startup. We see another Chinese company that's involved in artificial intelligence and robotics. They're going to be exporting these robotics into the United States to be used in warehouses and so forth. See, they're going to be exporting slave labor back into the United States. That's what robots are. They're slaves. Robot was a Czech word for slave. That was first used in a play. And so now they're going to export slave labor into the United States. And I'm afraid that when we look at this tax bill that has all of this repatriation of capital, as Gerald Celente has pointed out, yeah, it's going to prop up the stock market for a little while longer because these companies are going to be reinvesting their money into the stock market. But here's the other part of this. They're going to pull this money back in because right now we are at the cusp of doing things like bringing in cheap robots to build factories in the United States so they get rid of the transportation costs. But you're not going to get your jobs back. No. I'm very concerned those things are gone forever. They're just looking at how they're going to control you. Do they kill you or do they put you on allowance and call it universal basic income? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, Welcome back. We've got one more segment here, and I want to talk about these sanctions that are being talked about back and forth. The second round of sanctions that were promoted by Nikki Haley on Sunday said that Steve Mnuchin was going to be rolling them out on Monday. Didn't happen. Instead, we got a pushback from the White House from President Trump. Apparently, he's wised up to this, and hopefully he's going to tell Nikki Haley that he is the president, she's not the president, and this is not a good idea. We're going to talk about that as well as some of the things revolving around the Facebook hearings that are still coming out. People are still talking about that as well as the Comey stuff. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program, makes it possible. We've got some big specials focusing around Super Male Vitality. We had to end the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine special, but we have Super Male Vitality 50% off. Help you support the show, support your health, and save big time. And we not only have Super Male Vitality by itself for 50% off, but we also have a couple of combos with Super Male. We have Super Male Vitality with the Real Red Pill. That's one combo. You can get 50% off the two of those. And then we have another combo that has Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, also 50% off for the two products together. And you can get a three-month box of our high-quality premium InfoWars Life Select Storable Food and get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter for free. Again, that's a three-month supply of storable food that lasts for, is storable for up to 25 years, all made in America, all non-GMO, and the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Even after you open it, you can still reseal it for a short period of time. And if you buy that three-month supply right now, you can get an Alexa Pure water filter, Alexa Pure Pro, big one. You can get that for free as part of that special. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the Immune Gargle Combo. That's our Nano Silver Gargle Spray. You can get that with all sizes of that for 50% off. Take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, so on Sunday we had Nikki Haley going on, and she was on Face the Nation. She's feeling her power. This neocon, warmongering, lying propagandist Valkyrie. I'm going to come up with any more adjatives. Just nothing is sufficient to describe my disdain for this woman. What is she doing in the Trump administration? President Trump got so angry at Vice President Pence because he goes down this globalist confab in Peru. I mean, that would be one reason to get angry about it. But there, apparently there doesn't seem to be any discernment in the Trump administration about what that conference is truly about. Nevertheless, he's concerned because he's got on his staff, somebody that had been on the staff of Nikki Haley, who had always been an ever-Trumper like Nikki Haley. What has Mike got him for? Well, the question is, why did Nikki Haley have him, and why is Nikki Haley your UN ambassador? She's adamantly opposed to everything that you stand for, President Trump. She announced a new round of sanctions against Russia that would be happening on Monday. But the White House is still continuing to debate it. She said on Face the Nation, she said, you will see Russian sanctions will be coming down. Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already. Well, several people familiar with the plan told Washington Post that Trump was upset with the sanctions rollout. Maybe he's not being consulted anymore. You know, President Trump was adamant. He was saying publicly in speeches, he was saying on Twitter, social media, he said, we're going to get out of Syria. We've gotten nothing for the $7 trillion that we've spent there. Haven't we spent enough money and lives in that area? We're not getting anything for it. Let's come home. Let's work on America. And they said, sorry, President Trump, we don't know how to do that. You're going to have to give us details on how to leave, said the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We don't know how to move troops out of a country. Yeah, we can move them anywhere you want. No problem at all. We can't get a couple thousand troops out of Syria. We just don't know how to do that. You're going to have to give us a little bit more information about that. And I think that's going to take some time, they said. So the White House and the Pentagon started pushing back against President Trump. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden, boom, he's bragging about shooting missiles into Syria. And now we got Nikki Haley coming out there saying, yeah, we're going to do even more sanctions on that. Well, how are these sanctions working out for us, you know? Let's take a look at that, because this would be the second round of sanctions. The first round of sanctions, one of the things that was involved in that was aluminum. Do you remember when President Trump said, we have a drastically unfair trade balance between the U.S. and China? They're charging us, for example, 10 times the amount of tax on American cars going into China that we are charging on Chinese cars coming into America. We charge 2.5%. They charge 25% on American cars. So President Trump said, we're going to charge 25% on their cars and on their steel and on their aluminum or whatever. And everybody freaked out about that. Can't do that. Stock market gets jittery. Everybody says, you can't do that. That's a trade war. Oh, but sanctions are okay. Because remember, it was aluminum and steel. And aluminum was part of what we put in terms of the Russian sanctions. And I have to ask myself, why is it that we are so protective and deferential to China, the Wall Street and the bankers and the establishment of both political parties? Why are they protected so much? They're the ones who took our industrial base. They're the ones who took our jobs. It wasn't Russians. The Russians didn't take American industry. It was a Chinese government that took it. But, of course, we can't do anything to try to equalize that trade imbalance there. But it's not a problem at all if we put trade sanctions on aluminum against the Russians. So all these people who are talking about the global economy and global trade and how it's all going to be free and this and that, oh, that's if we're talking about China. But if we're talking about Russia, oh, let's put the same things, aluminum. Let's put a big tariff on aluminum. So what has it done? Aluminum has risen to its highest level since 2011. Aluminum supplies are at risk because of U.S. sanctions against the Russian producer Rusal, R-U-S-A-L. Washington has extended these anti-Russian sanctions on aluminum. They blacklisted the major Russian aluminum producer. And so they have a scenario. These things have gone up in just 1 week by 12%. So they said, we've got a potential scenario where U.S. and European markets will be shut off to this Russian aluminum supplier, and they'll be forced to redirect units to clients in other markets, says Deutsche Bank to Bloomberg. So yeah, nobody cares if it's a sanction. If you're trying to equalize deliberate trade imbalances that were put in, that were weaponized, oh, then we got to be concerned about that. But let me tell you what, it's not simply about the tariffs. The weapon that China is using against us and is about to use against us is going to be more sophisticated. It's going to be financial. Their ability to manipulate the stock market, their ability to manipulate our currency, because they hold more of these Federal Reserve notes than anyone other than the Federal Reserve itself. And if you don't think that they would destroy our economy by using that, you say, oh, well, if they're the major holder of Federal Reserve notes, they don't want to destroy their investment in Federal Reserve notes. Is that the way that it worked out with the big banks when they created the big real estate bubble with derivatives and everything, and then boom, they pop it? And you say, well, that doesn't make any sense. I remember going back to 2007. We had neighbors who were looking to refinance. And one neighbor had refinanced their home, no problem, easy credit days and so forth, and get a low interest rate and no problem with approval of appraisal, I should say. And then another neighbor looks at it and it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't approve, doesn't appraise for this loan. Just getting a refinance here. And as they start investing, they talk to somebody else. I said, there must be something wrong with the appraiser. My neighbor just got his appraised and it was no problem at all. Starts looking around, got another appraiser. And they said, no, doesn't appraise. Because we've been told by the banks coming out of California, they have just dropped appraisals by about 30%. It's like, how does that make any sense? Because then the banks are dictating that. They can't loan money to anybody. They're triggering a lot of this bursting of the bubble. But we saw how that worked out. It didn't make any sense to me at first. I thought, why would they sabotage this? Why would they just arbitrarily say, we're going to just drop the valuations by 30%? Well, it's because if you do that and people wind up being underwater and they can't get out of their house or they can't refinance it and they're stuck, eventually you're going to have a lot of people start to default on their loans, and then that creates a cascading effect where it drives it down even farther and farther, and then the banks go in and they scoop up everything at a discount price. Kind of like what you see in It's a Wonderful Life. Remember that? The run on the banks, the run on real estate and so forth. It's all the tricks that they didn't make that up in It's a Wonderful Life. That was based on the kind of stuff that J.P. Morgan rigged and pulled in order to get the Federal Reserve created. This is an age-old tactics of banks. It was an old tactic when J.P. Morgan did it before the creation of the Federal Reserve. They've been doing it in the 1800s, great business cycles. And he said, oh, you let me create a central bank and we won't have these business cycles anymore. No, the central bank is the mechanism for creating the booms and the busts. And so when you look at this and you say, well, you know, why would China destroy their own investment? It's so that they could gain control. So that they could, you know, we've got a loan going on right now. That income tax that you're going to be paying today, that's just an interest payment. We have an interest-only loan that has been made to us by the Chinese government, by the Saudis, by other people. And we're just barely making those interest payments. We're getting to the point where we're not even going to be able to make those interest payments. Then they're going to call the loan due, and they're going to confiscate the assets. That's the end game, folks. And they're going to manipulate the currency as well. That's our fiat currency that's been able to let us do this. That is at risk, and President Trump's been tweeting about that.